The good doctor is in, answering your questions here on WGN, 312-981-7200. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, before we get to all the important stuff, let me ask something important to you personally. I got to find out, how did the Barbie birthday party go this weekend?
Hi, Anna, and hi, everybody. Hi. There's nothing better than a seven-year-old girl's Barbie birthday party. Oh, it was great. We had a beautiful day. We were outside. They had a bouncy house, which I went into. Quite fun.
Oh, my gosh.
The bouncy house. Yeah, it was fantastic. Pizza, delicious cupcakes at the end. I mean, what's better? And the party conflicted with the Bears game. So I got to miss the Bears game too. What could have been a better Sunday afternoon than that?
Robbed you. I mean, at first you might have felt robbed, and then later you realize what a good choice you made. What an excellent choice you made. Oh my gosh, Dr. Copen, that sounds like a dream way to spend that Sunday. I hope it was
totally. You know, Anna,
day.
There's a lesson here for everyone. When you make the right decision in life, it's amazing how everything turns out, right?
Spoken like a doctor and a grandpa. I love it. I love it. Dr. Copen, we were just saying in the news there, I don't know if you heard it when you jumped on with us, but that the city numbers looking pretty good, awfully good, actually. Dr. Arwoody's very encouraged. We're under that 400 cases a day mark. Hospitalizations and deaths all down. Everything seems to be moving in the right direction there. They're not dropping the mask mandate, because that's been the question everyone's been asking of the state and the city. Do you think, is there a concern of a false surge, or what do you think the thinking is there about the mask mandate indoors?
I think what we've just lived through over the summer with Delta, the public health authorities are going to be cautious before they lift the indoor mask mandate. You know, we're seeing absolutely a downward trend in new cases of COVID, new infections. The hospitalization rate, thankfully, is starting to come down. All that is good, but I think prudence right now makes the most sense. Let's not hurry. This virus has surprised us multiple times, and as we're entering the fall, it's going to be getting cooler out. Let's just see how things play out before we start making changes in what thankfully is working right now.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that. It may be why the state is not giving any parameters. They're just not saying, hey, when we hit this case number or these sort of stats that we're looking for, we'll drop the indoor mask mandate. They're just kind of taking it wait and see, which sort of reflects the mindset of what you're saying, right? That's what they might be trying to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and Anna, the other thing is, around the country, the death rate is still really high. You know, and the death rate we know is a lagging indicator of what's going on. But, you know, I think we're going to want to see that come down throughout the country. And, you know, the other thing people have to understand about this virus, and it's really something that I've only come to understand pretty clearly over the last couple of weeks, the virus likes to go from region to region in the United States. So as we recall, California, Texas got hit, Florida got hit hard, then the Southeast went up into Kentucky, and the whole thing started in Missouri with Delta, and now we're seeing parts of the upper Midwest. Parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota are being hit pretty hard right now, and even the Northeast of the United States, which has been spared most of this, is starting to see more Delta. So let's give this a little bit of time to play out before we start to sound the all clear, because we're just not at that point yet.
Okay, I hear you. Hey, there's a lot of questions about boosters as well. In Illinois, they even put out guidance about who should be getting them and when. What can you tell us, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this today, and how to explain it. I think, you know, it was confusing, wasn't it? You know, between FDA, CDC, then Dr. Walensky at CDC, the director, overruling what her expert panel had to say. So let's see if we can bring some order to this so everybody can understand. First thing is, if you're over 65, you should get it. There's no question. All the experts on these expert panels agree. Over 65, people who live in congregate care settings, nursing homes, assisted living, anywhere where there's a whole bunch of people that live together, definitely should get it regardless of age. Then if you have underlying diseases, if you're immunocompromised, which we've talked a lot about, but you know, also the people who have heart disease and diabetes, those kinds of things, you should go out and get the booster as well. Then people who are who work with the public, this is what Dr. Walensky added. So if you're a healthcare worker, regardless of age, you're a first responder, you work in a grocery store, you know, these kinds of essential workers, according to Dr. Walensky, they're good to go as well. So that's pretty much where we are right now. I fully expect that over the next few weeks to a couple of months, we'll see increasing liberalization on who could get boosters if they agree, if they want it. And I won't be surprised, Anna, if pretty soon it's pretty much available to anybody who would like to get a booster. We're not there right now, but I think we're pretty close to that.
Got a question for the doctor, 630. In the beginning, they said you needed to be exposed to COVID for a certain amount of time. I think often they said 15 minutes, 6 feet apart. Is that still true, or is one cough near you enough to pass it to you? In one sneeze, is that enough, or is it longer exposure? Thanks.
Yeah, so the 15 minutes and within 6 feet, I remember when that came out, and I also, how does anybody know that, right? I mean, that would be quite an experiment to do. That really never made a lot of sense to me, and CDC backed off from that. Delta is different than the original version of the virus that we had in the United States. Delta, we know, is far more infectious. So there are reports of people who think that they were simply exposed to a single cough or sneeze, who then developed an infection with the Delta variant of the COVID virus. So that has been reported. I believe, though, in most cases, it's going to be a longer exposure, being inside an enclosed room with somebody who is exhaling the virus. That's probably the most likely scenario, and I think that's still the one that people should be thinking about. When you're inside, if the ventilation isn't good, you go to that ice cream parlor and there's just too many people in there, that's right. The time we should be concerned that there's that possibility that you can be infected.
I mentioned that we went to the ice cream parlor that one night. It was a summer night a few weeks ago, pretty hot, super packed, a lot of people in there, really packed in there like sardines. And it was a take the number thing, and you were waiting for a long period of time. And it just, a lot of people walked in there, looked and turned around and went the other direction. They just weren't comfortable with it. And you've said at that time, it's up to all of us to figure out what we are comfortable with. That's you know, that's the thing. Taking
it's
risks.
It's totally the thing, you know. Yeah, you know, I've been reading that a lot of colleges have had a bunch of COVID cases among their students. The Harvard Business School just announced they're going online for a week. They've had a whole bunch of COVID cases. Now, thankfully, at the Harvard Business School, everybody is vaccinated and nobody's gotten ill. But they're concerned about the continued exposure of people and the potential to get infected. Colleges, parties, things like that you could get, people can get COVID infected in those settings. So again, everybody's got to make the right decision for him or her. How much exposure are you potentially willing to have? You know, what kind of cost-benefit analysis are you doing for yourself in any social setting that you go into?
We're going to leave it there, Dr. Copin. We've got a ton more questions for you. We'll bring them up the next time you're on with us. We're going to try to dip in and hear from Michelle Obama, who's out there at the Obama Center right now about to speak. But appreciate your time, Dr. Copin. I'm glad you had a good weekend, and thanks for your advice. as always.
All right. Always a pleasure. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.